So give them a call at 906-635-5910.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour on this Hump Day Wednesday, July 24th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. I had four more people during the break text me pig. I sent them the flyer and the link to the website. Go to the website. All the information details is there. All you have to do is click on the donation button. $30 for adults, $15 for teenagers, 12 and under are free. So we are expanding the ticket sales through Friday's early morning show. That'll be the repeat of tomorrow's show Thursday. When you hear it on Friday from 6 to 9, that will be basically the cutoff. We'll check the number of ticket sales, see if we can carry it through, but we probably won't be talking about it on Friday's show. Why? Because the event's on Saturday. Friday's show repeats all weekend long and also rebroadcasts as the early show on Monday morning. So we won't be talking about the fun shoot on Friday. It'll be over. The event will happen Saturday morning. We'll set up. We'll be ready to go. Gates will open at 12 noon. 84 degrees, sunny, and blue skies. That's the forecast. So we're excited. We're happy. We want you guys to be there. Come and party with us. Not going to be political. This is going to be a party. We will have one political aspect component to it. That will be, of course, me interviewing Dr. Sherry O'Donnell in front of the folks and taking questions from you guys. We will then, on the short rifle range, go out and shoot the target of the U.S. Senate candidate we plan to vote for. It's down to three people. Going to be very, very interesting when this gets almost basically down to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell against Mike Rogers. Justin Amash is the last man still in the race. Sandy Pensler's dropped out. This is going to be interesting. Informed, engaged, educated people voting on August 6th, realizing that it's down to three people. This is going to be a very interesting race. and we want you guys to be a part of it. Come and shoot the target. We're going to take pictures of the targets before voting begins. Then we're going to take pictures at the end. And we're going to blast it out to the media everywhere. Hopefully, the novelty of shooting targets to cast your vote will be something that the media will be interested in caring. Maybe we'll get those targets in newspapers. Maybe they'll talk about it on TV news. Maybe finally they'll interview Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, whoever the eventual winner is. I'm thinking based on the crowd and the people that are going to be there, I think most of you are voting for Dr. Sherry. I think most of you will probably shoot her target. So we'll wait and see. Got the targets made. Thank you, Fast Signs in Traverse City. Kim and the folks down there made it possible. We got them. We're ready to do it. It's going to be done later today while I'm baking the carrot cakes. I got to have something to do while they're baking for 50 minutes in the oven. Waiting for them to cool down. Then I'll be icing them and taking them out to the pavilion. Thank you, Richard Davis. Refrigerators are running. Nice and cold. We're ready to go. Food is going out there today. Tonight, the carrot cakes. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee, in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
My eye, and all I live in, lose, Napoleon did surrender. Oh yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line right now is a trustee candidate for Tuscarora Township. Tyler Gorrell is on the line. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. I got a text message from Bob Kramer on Monday. He said, Randy, we all have to be at the county board of commissioners meeting on Tuesday morning. Apparently, the Indian River Squad and one member of the Chamber of Commerce board is actually against our proposed commercial rehabilitation district that we need so badly to fix our downtown area. The county board of commissioners have to approve it. I got a text later from Bob stating that they were successful. Good news. They did approve it. I don't know who testified, who gave public comment or not, but evidently they got approved. And now it's really interesting. They're already getting people inquiring about investing millions, not hundreds of thousands, but millions of dollars into projects to help develop the downtown area there of Indian River, Tuscarora Township. Can you explain the process as far as what you know? I don't know if you were able to attend that Board of Commissioners meeting, if you fully were engaged and know exactly what went on. But from your perspective as a candidate trustee there in Tuscarora Township, Tyler, what is your take on this whole process?
So I was not able to be there at that meeting yesterday up at the county building. But I know we've been talking in the DDA and the township board, I believe since like last October, about the possibility of establishing the commercial rehab zone. I am totally for it. I know that there are people in town that have either apprehensions about it, that there was a good bit of misinformation going around about what exactly the rehab district was, what tax abatements were, how they worked, and things like that. The rehab district has been approved. It's set in place, and we do have Jeff Jakeway with North Star. He's already applied for it. I have his application right here in front of me right now, and that is actually an estimated cost of $4,841,880 that's going to be coming into our town. The lot that it's going into hasn't been used for much, most of my life. I'm pretty excited about this, not just for that one specific project, but for the doors that it's going to open throughout our entire community.
Well, you know, and the thing of it is, a lot of people who don't understand, don't get fully informed, engaged to understand what happens with these type of districts, these yep. rehabilitation, and all kinds of rumors and misinformation starts getting yes. spread out there. Do you think that's basically what's going on here?
I think for a large part it is. Yeah, I think that when people hear the term tax abatement, if it's not anything that they've ever looked into or talked to with like the NLEA, MEDC, things like that, what it seems like a lot of people think that means is that if someone gets a tax abatement on their property, they don't pay anything in taxes, which is totally untrue. I think there's a lot of people that are just kind of hearing certain others in town talk about it. There's a few people that seem to push a lot of misinformation on the matter about, you know, the township is giving away money. We're not getting the money that we should. And if you take the time to actually look into it, it's quite the opposite. I know myself, when I first heard about it in the DDA, I wasn't sure what a tax abatement was. After looking into it, talking to people that specialize in these things, learning about the benefits it brings to the community, I'm all for it.
Well, the main reason is this. When it comes to the state of Michigan doing it at the state level, I'm totally against it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's revenue that is being given up in the form of taxpayer dollars to attract a new business to come to the state. And statewide, not every person in the entire state is benefiting from certain projects.
Right.
For example, you know, the EV battery plant down in Goshen that Goshen wants to do in Big Rapids, okay?
Yep.
My township, Torch Lake, Antrim County, Michigan, is not going to benefit from any jobs down there in Big Rapids.
Right.
So
right.
I'm against statewide. But when you're talking about local communities, mm-hmm. local is everything. That's
yes.
a completely different situation because that's going to impact commerce, tourism, job opportunities for more residents to come to Tuscarora Township. If you do it at the local level, I'm totally for it. But you have to make sure that they actually bring the jobs and do the development they're going to do. Statewide, right. How many times, Tyler, have we heard about these, you know, grants, tens of millions of dollars given to a battery company? They never even opened up. They never even hired anybody. Right. That's a different case here locally. You guys have the ability to watch it, see it, and hold them accountable.
Exactly. I know, like, the MEDC, too, they have pretty stringent standards on these. If they're giving someone gap funding, you have a certain amount of time that you have to have the project completed by. There are a lot of requirements you have to meet. So people are held extremely accountable with things like this, on the local level anyway. I know, like, this specific project that's already applied, they have down that they're going to be creating 21 jobs after the facility is completed. And during the project, it says that they have 35 construction jobs created. So over that 18-month period, that's 35 people that are going to be having a paycheck every week. Probably a pretty good paycheck considering the construction market right now. And then afterwards, 21 people. Now, obviously, not all 21 people are going to be in management. But if you have entry-level jobs for kids out of high school, college, and then upper management jobs that are actually careers created in town that are going to keep people living here, I think it's a great thing.
Well, not only that, but during the temporary housing of the construction workers, those guys are not going to drive all the way back and forth from Detroit or Grand Rapids once they get up here, start construction. Hotels, motels, Airbnbs, these guys got to stay somewhere while they're building the project. Most importantly, look at the potential for housing the permanent employees. Now, right. I know, you know, Bob has told me about some housing projects he's working on. I know we're working on one down the road that we're hoping to put together for Tuscarora to be able to provide affordable housing. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunity here to expand the local community. That's the bottom line.
Right. And actually, the great thing about this, the 35 construction jobs, the gentleman that's doing the project, he has a construction company. So these 35 jobs, not all of them, but majority of them, they're going to be people that are sourced locally. So it's not like we're bringing in people from downstate or other areas. Most of these people, they already live in the area. So this is a twofold project for people that live here. Not only is it going to be growth with permanent jobs, but we're also going to have people that are local in the trades kept busy for at least those 18 months.
Right. Absolutely. Now, doing this as a first example, because now the rumor is going to get out there, the information is going to get out there, hey, this is what's happening, this is what is available in Tuscarora Township, other industries, other markets, different companies are going to probably look at you guys if they want to consider relocating to, you know, beautiful northern Michigan.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that. And just real quick, if I could, I just want to go over a little bit of what this project encompasses. Because, I mean, we're throwing out the $4,830,000 number. But what we're actually going to have coming in here, it's a pretty cool facility. Right now, there's about five cabins sitting there, an old motel. It's over 50 years old. Actually, the motel is over 90 years old. So we're going to have 12 new cabins going in as vacation rentals. We're going to have a 5,016-square-foot retail and office building, a 5,064-square-foot food service building with offices above it, and then probably one of the coolest things is a 2,034-square-foot butterfly house with a greenhouse being built onto it. Hmm. So this is a project like this. It's a cool thing. It's going to be bringing a lot of people into town, and I'm hoping that with the success of this company, if their tax abatement is approved, that, like you say, other people are going to look at it and see Tuscarora Township, the Indian River area, as a real, genuine option for them to either relocate to, or if there's an entrepreneur that wants to start a new business, look at our town and say, okay, they are willing to work with developers, they're encouraging development, and this is where I want to start my business. And I think that the groundwork we're laying right now is going to make Indian River that kind of place.
Well, you know, if Mackinac Island is any indication, did you know, I did not know this, but did you know the butterfly house on Mackinac Island is the third most attended business, if you will, on Mackinac Island. Grand Hotel is number one, of course, because of the number of rooms they have. Okay.
Yep.
The fudge shops collectively is number two, Murdoch's and all the other companies that are there. Plus, the Butterfly House comes in at number three. I did not realize there's that much tourism for butterflies.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, if it's any indication, I've taken my daughter there a few times. She could spend hours standing in there. I mean, she absolutely loves it. And that's just, that's just one child. So
right.
it's an amazing attraction. It's fun to go to with the family. And I think every time I've been to the island, we make it a point to stop there.
Yeah.
So hopefully something like that is going to be a draw for more people to Indian River. And along those lines, with more people being drawn to town, we actually – I know – I think last time we talked, I mentioned the parking lot that we were looking at putting in. That actually – the engineering plans have been put out to bid. And I do have more of a firm number on parking spots with that. That's okay. Going to be looking at the creation of around 43 parking spots. So the same thing this week that I talked about last week, if you're coming through town in the evening around supper time, downtown is packed. Cars are lining the side of the streets from about just south of the township building north, and then again close to the south end of town down by the brewery in that area where they have music playing.
Sure.
So I think this is a great thing. I mean, it's going to be right along the bike path, and we have a sidewalk connecting it right down the – I don't know, not even quite a full block worth of space connecting it to the pre-existing sidewalks that were put in with the streetscape project. So the parking lot going through or taking one step closer to being going through, the creation of the commercial rehab district, the possibility of tax exemptions, MEDC money coming into town, I think that we're setting ourselves up to be able to grow, and that's going to be good for everyone in town.
Well, one of the things that I love about Indian River, right off of I-75, I mean, that exit is so accessible to traffic both northbound and southbound. You get off the expressway in like, what, 45 seconds, 60 seconds, depending on the light? You're basically downtown Tuscarora Township.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. And like you say, if there's more parking made available, you know, more businesses are coming. I think you guys have a potential to really grow that that township and bring in some extra revenue and taxes. I think the jobs alone, the potential for affordable housing needs will go up. You'll attract new residents. I mean, it's basically a win-win-win-win situation for everybody.
Right, and I think about this, too. We put the commercial sewer district in, what was that, around 10 years ago or so now? We did that. The DDA did the downtown streetscape project. Both of these things were done to beautify the town and try to encourage new growth in the downtown district, as well as make things easier for the pre-existing businesses and nicer just to walk around. But still, the end goal is growth and accessibility. And we haven't really seen that much growth in the last 10 years downtown. Now, there have been people that have come in. They've really cleaned things up. I think about a few of the restaurants downtown here, a few little places like that. But I'm hoping myself that the rehab district is going to build upon what's already been done and kind of serve as the catalyst to really catapult growth in the downtown area here.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this is something that, of course, you're educated on and getting up to speed. Again, Tyler Goral, G-O-R-A-L, looking for your vote on August 6th. Final comments here to the folks, last 30 seconds, Tyler.
Just hoping that coming up onto the primary day that everyone remembers to get out and vote if they haven't done so with early voting, and I'm hoping I can get your vote.
Absolutely. And do you still have any yard signs? I got a text. Do you have any yard signs left?
I think I maybe have only 6 or 7 left out of the 50 that I ordered.
All right. I'll give them out your phone number and they can call you directly.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right, Tyler. Have a good day. We'll talk to you soon.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, an education budget that's ignited pushback from school groups and administrators was signed into law Tuesday in Flint, marking the first time in years that the baseline funding for K-12 public schools was not increased. The budget also cuts grants for mental health counselors and